I'm Marco Werman with The World. As President Obama prepares to leave the White House, let's look back on a major policy change he made, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's a Clinton-era policy that prohibited gay, lesbian, and bisexual people from serving openly in the military. Obama ended it in 2011. But for former Army Captain Easton Branham, who served in Iraq between 2005 and 2007, it was all she knew.
I only served under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I got out of the military in 2008, so I'd never experienced being in the military without that particular policy. So I don't have anything to compare it to, but I will say it was really disorienting and challenging to be unable to bring your full, authentic self and life experience to some really intense demands that were made of you, and to feel like you had to keep parts of yourself secret. Because so much of, I think, what makes the military strong is the bonds that you build with other soldiers to get through the hard times. And when you are asked to leave a huge part of yourself out of that and or be punished if you do not leave yourself out of that, it creates a barrier.
Mm. How old were you when you went into Iraq?
When I went into Iraq, oh gosh, I'm 34 now. I was, I believe, 23 years old. 23 or 24. I'd have to backwards math myself, which I'm not good at.
But early 20s, a time when many people are kind of consolidating their sexual identities, you were banned from even talking about it. Was that psychologically kind of stifling?
Absolutely. I mean, for myself, I had sort of lived under the assumption of heterosexuality my whole life, like a lot of people did. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I started to question, you know, what was an authentic way of loving and expressing myself sexually. And I realized that heterosexuality couldn't encompass it. So at the time I was entering the military, I was actually first having that realization. Mm. And so trying to figure that out, I mean, it's a lifelong process. I think that's one thing that I learned. And I often reflect on this false notion that you sort of are what you are as soon as you put a label on yourself and that you shouldn't expect change. And I think, you know, a policy like Don't Ask, Don't Tell impacted a lot of people that were incredibly gifted at their jobs in the military, that had spent a lot of years training, that were experts in their particular specialty. And what if they fell in love with their best friend and realized that heterosexuality wasn't their narrative? They had to leave. They had to keep silent. They had to have a certain level of paranoia that no one should experience because of that.
And even though Don't Ask, Don't Tell was law, were you able to identify friends or anyone else in the military to kind of talk it all over?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually reading my journal this morning. I haven't read it in 8 years. Mm. So I was reading back some of the things I had written as a, you know, 22-year-old trying to figure all this out. And I realized that there's this theme of love and kindness manifesting in circumstances that are entirely inhumane. And so wherever you are in the military, you find commonalities with people. I think that's one of the really beautiful parts of the military. And so under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I mean, there are homosexuals all around us at all times. Let's be real. And when you are living in that reality and you're keeping to yourself, you can still recognize other folks, and you can build ways of communicating, code, eye contact, smiles at the right time to just know, like, I see you, right, and I'll hold that for you.
We heard so many critiques of serving openly. One of them was that it would weaken the ranks. How much a better soldier would you have been if this policy had not been around?
I would have been probably a longer serving soldier, to be completely honest. Mm. As it was, I served my 4 years honorably, and then I left because there was a limitation on the way that I could grow in the military. And part of that limitation was Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
You left the military, as you said, before Obama ended Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But what was it like for you on that day in 2011 when the news came down that it was over?
It was a delayed sense of relief for everybody that was still in. I mean, the policy was so, I think, outdated, even from, you know, folks in the military that had a more conservative mindset. It wasn't serving the military because we had such high demands on recruitment and retention that to shut out an entire segment of the population because of their sexuality it was outmoded and it made no sense. So, you know, there was a sense of relief, but it was a relief that the reality was catching up to the policy, I guess.
So years from now, Captain Branum, when people look back on this period of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, what do you think they should remember? What should they understand?
I think when we are a part of systems, they ask us to simplify ourselves and they ask us to fit very neatly in categories. So as our society now is struggling with larger issues about freedom, democracy, sexuality, racism, etc., I think we can look back at the military and go, oh, that was a backwards policy to, you know, to legally enforce and restrict someone's sexuality. But I think if we understand that as a part of our everyday reality and the systems that we inhabit today and sort of remember the effects of trying to control and manipulate people's identities, I guess, we can understand that we have to resist that in any form that it takes in our culture at large as well.
Former Army Captain Easton Branum, she served in Iraq when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was military policy. Thank you very much for your time and your thoughts today.
Thank you. It was an honor to speak to you.